Hello there. It's nice to see you. I don't know if you get into bowing around here, but where I hang out, we like to bow because we love each other. It's a nice way to say, I care about you. I respect you. I'm really happy to be here. So, but I know we begin with meditation, so I'm just going to move right into that process. So you don't know me, so we can just try and trust each other. I'll do my best to support you in your practice the next few minutes. And I'll just be teaching posture and breath. So before I begin giving postural instructions, I just want to say respect your own body. So if I give you some cue to do something with your body and it doesn't seem right for your body, then do what seems right for your body, because it's your body. So I'm just going to invite you to bring your butt to the back of your chair. Allow the feet to settle flat on the floor. If you'd like to hold a mudra like I'm holding with my left fingers and my right and thumbs up touching, you're welcome to do that. Or you can just let the hands rest in the lap or on the thighs, allowing the gaze to turn down. For this practice this evening, you can sit with your eyes open or closed. And just take a moment to notice how you feel right now. Bringing into our hearts or our minds or our mindfulness that as we practice mindfulness, there's no need to fix, judge, or control anything. So when we're mindful of how we feel, we don't need to do anything to our feelings. We can just be there for them. Now I invite you to bring your attention to the physical sensations in the soles of the feet. And now moving awareness to the sensations where the body is supported by the chair. So I'll be teaching posture in three points here. The first point being groundedness. So at any time, if you would like to feel more grounded, that is to say less reactive, less scattered, one of the simplest things you can do is bring your attention to the physical sensations where you're actually in contact with the ground. And you can do this walking, standing, seated, or lying down. Having checked in with groundedness, the second point of posture I'll bring is uprightness. I just invite you to notice the sensations along the length of the spine, from the base of the spine to the base of the skull. And then bring some energy, length, and upward motion into this long spine. The heart center opening up and forward a little bit. Just expanding, energizing, releasing tension by diminishing compression. By bringing uprightness into the body, we bring energy into our practice, into our lives. And our body will teach us that we have an inalienable agency and power, a dignity and nobility that cannot be given nor taken away. So at any time that you feel powerless, there's no energy in you, or you feel victimized, a good response is just to energize your posture and feel your own physical strength and energy. So now, having checked in with groundedness and uprightness, the third and final element of posture I bring is relaxation, allowing the body to relax around your groundedness and strength. So even as the spine is energetic and lifting the shoulders, just hang down, allowing the body to surrender to gravity. Groundedness, uprightness, relaxation. Now let's move attention to the breath, the foundation of mindfulness. Noticing the physical sensations in the lower abdomen as we breathe. And as we practice in this way, we may think that we are distracted. We have moments of thinking we're distracted, or a pervasive sense that we're distracted. But it's not necessary to think this way. At any moment when you recognize that you're not aware of the breath, whatever the reason, whether you're absorbed in thought or some other element of the sensory field has garnered all of your attention. In that moment where you recognize that you're not aware of the breath and not aware of the posture, that is quite wonderful, because you have recognized awareness. And you can just bring that awareness into the breath and the body and resume cultivation of this intimacy with your own embodied self. So in a few minutes, I'm going to ring a bell, and we can just sit here quietly for about 10 minutes. Just resting awareness in the breath and the posture. As we sit here, there will be sensations in the body. And there will be sounds. And there will be thoughts. There will be images in the visual field, whether the eyes are open or closed. There may be feelings, maybe smells or tastes. So we don't need to fix, judge, or control any of it. Have this opportunity to realize intimacy. Intimacy with the body and the breath. Intimacy with everything within your field of experience.